Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good afternoon. Ray Foley's here. JP's over there.
Hiya.
And joining us in the studio this afternoon, the one and only, the fabulous Karen Koster is here. Were you on NDM this morning?
I was. That's why I have 6 inches of makeup still caked on my face. Thank you very much.
You look, for a woman who's been up since 3 o'clock in the morning, you look absolutely stunning.
Oh, I tried to squash in a nap there and the dogs were just barking every 2 seconds. So
you tried to squash an apple?
No, a nap.
A
napkin.
You tried to squash a nap. What did you squeeze it with?
It gives me loads of energy when I squash it. No, a nap. Guys, come on.
You tried to squash a nap?
Yes.
All right.
To my day.
A nap into your day?
Yes.
You tried to squash a nap in?
A nap into my day.
Squash a nap in?
Listen, I'm very tired. I don't have time for this. This is how the whole hour is going to go.
0874 100 102. Karen Koster is here. It's lovely.
Pasta.
She's napping. But we were asking, you see the story about Pat Kenny and the Badgers?
Of course I
do. Pat Kenny's Captain Badger now is what he
is.
Pat Kenny is in the pocket of Big Badger.
Do they have pockets?
I don't know. I don't know, actually. Do they?
They're not a marsupial.
He's like Glenn Close in that 101 Dalmatians.
But he's a baddie. Pat's a goodie in this story, is he not?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah, so he's not wearing Badger.
No.
It's not real badger fur. It's artificial, I guess.
No.
But he's standing up for the Badgers and he's saying that, no, don't, you can come for my, I don't know, my headphones. You can come for my cushy RTE gig.
Yeah.
But you will not take my Badgers. Mm-hmm. 0874 100 102. Sarah's been on. Say good afternoon to Sarah.
Good afternoon to you, Sarah.
If we go to war for the animals, who are we warring against, please? I'm happy to go to war for any animal, but probably not if it's against other animals. Unless those other animals are supervillains.
Mm.
I don't know, guys. I need more details. Are we using guns or swords? Jeez, that's Dennis. Sarah, now you're being silly. You're not going to use swords in a war against animals. Animals themselves would probably be using their
teeth. I don't see a badger effectively wielding a sword.
But badgers have a very sharp bite, a very tight bite. Isn't that a thing with badgers?
And they've got TB, as we've established, so they could just poison their enemies.
But apparently, I don't know if Pat Kenny knows this, I'm sure he does, being a badger guy. apparently badgers, once they bite you, they won't let go. Yeah, they've got a very... serious grip. That could be an urban legend or a rural legend in the case of the badgers. Are we using guns or swords? Who is going to feed us? What armour will we have? There are so many questions. Also, fair play to Pat Kenny. Badgers are great. Nursing homes, though, can go anywhere. From Sarah, well, they can't go anywhere, clearly, but not when Pat Kenny's being vigilant.
Not on his watch.
Niamh's been on. She says, Ray, I know you said I couldn't pick a pet, but I'd like to speak up for my goldfish, Jordan. He always looks like he's about to say something, then thinks better of it.
Right.
That's cute.
So, yeah, maybe someone needs to speak up on behalf of the fish. Are we doing Tell Me I'm Wrong?
We sure are.
0874 100 102. Tell Me I'm Wrong. If you've got a dilemma, an issue, a situation in your life where you want three complete strangers with absolutely no qualifications to weigh in it, but and of course the nation as well, you can send your emails to jp@todayfm.com. What are we starting with this week, Karen Koster?
What are we starting with? Will we talk restaurants, JP?
Let's do food, yeah.
Let's go for restaurants. Okay, here we go, from listener number one. Guys, it's my birthday in a few weeks, and every year my parents take me and my brother out for dinner. Both of us are in our 30s, but we're still living at home while we save money to buy homes. I've been a vegetarian for 10 years and usually make my own dinners while the rest of my family eats meat or fish. This year, I suggested a vegetarian restaurant to my parents before they tried booking anywhere for my birthday. They said that would be unfair on my brother who eats meat and insisted on booking a steakhouse. My mother told me I could call up beforehand and ask the place to put on a veggie option for me.
For my birthday.
Right. Or do your own cake as well while you're at it. I'm annoyed because they could easily go to a steakhouse for my brother's birthday and consider my feelings on my birthday. Is that too difficult to go one meal without eating meat? It makes me feel like my parents are prioritising my brother on what should be my one big day of the year. Tell me I'm wrong.
What do you think, Ireland? 0874 100 102. Just to be clear, they're adults. Yeah, they're not children.
They're in their 30s.
Right, okay. So they're adult children. It's one of their... Is it a woman that wrote it? Is it a man or a woman?
I always feel I know the gender of the person.
I'm assuming it's a woman.
I'm assuming.
Me too.
I'm assuming it's a woman.
So a woman writing, saying that's her birthday. She's a vegetarian, pescatarian. And they're saying, no, we're not going to a vegetarian restaurant because your brother wants a steak. 0874-100-102.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Oh, I love this now. Saying a very good afternoon to Karen Costa this
afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Karen.
Good afternoon to you, Karen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. So tell me I'm wrong. Here's the gist of it. You've got something going on in your life. You want people completely underqualified. Mm-hmm. To weigh in on there with their opinions on your situation. General gist, we've got this vegetarian lady.
We have a birthday girl, a girl whose birthday's coming up. She's a vegetarian. Her brother is a carnivore, as are her parents. Big birthday coming up, and they're going to do some special all together. But she wants a vegetarian restaurant, but the parents have overruled her and said, no, that's not fair on your brother. He needs his protein. And we've booked a steakhouse, and you can ring ahead if you like. And
they're adults. They're not 10.
They're all living at home, like so many families around the country. And she wants to know, is she wrong to feel peed off in the lead up to her birthday celebration?
No. No, she's not.
I know.
Yes. Yes, she is.
What are the carnivores saying, JP? They're coming for her?
By the way, I'm a carnivore. I live with a pescatarian. And a lot of my wife is, she, you know, one of these vegetarians that call themselves vegetarians.
Why are you doing bunny ears?
Because she eats fish.
So she's a pescatarian.
And the odd sausage.
Oh.
And the occasional chicken nugget.
Oh.
But
Wow.
It's all coming out now.
Wow.
I'm going to get a text. You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth about my meat. I live with a vegetarian. By the way, pretty much all of her dinners are vegetarian, and then the odd fish dinner. And certainly when we go out, it would generally be, I don't know, monkfish or salmon or sea bass or something like that. Generally, it's the fish option she'd go for. But there is a difference. It was a learning curve, certainly in the first few years of our relationship, which we're cooking two totally separate dinners every night.
That's really annoying.
Yeah, and I suppose Well, we're as annoying as each other, because she was a vegetarian committed to that. And I was like, no, I need a proper dinner. Like, I'm having spaghetti bolognese or I'm having chicken
curry.
Actually,
I had a vegetarian. I had an ex who was a vegetarian and she ate bacon. The one thing she would make in concession for was bacon.
Well, it's up to the people themselves. I mean, no more than pescatarian. To call yourself a vegetarian when you do eat fish, you're not a vegetarian, you're a pescatarian. But you can make exceptions. You eat what you eat and you don't eat what you don't eat. There, you know, that's fine. But yeah, you do. It does create a bit of friction, a bit of tension. Anyway, we go through these.
Yeah,
Niamh says, "Grow up. It's your choice not to not eat meat, not theirs." From a fellow vegetarian, from Niamh, "Grow up," she says.
Oh,
your parents are prioritizing your brother or using him as an excuse just in case you book some weird hippie vegan place.
Oh,
there's no way you could reverse this logic and ring a vegetarian restaurant and ask them to prepare steak dinner. So why you even suggest that from Joanna? Joanna, did you miss the bit where she said it's her birthday? This is my issue with it, by the way. I generally would be, yeah, you can all, and by the way, there's plenty of vegetarian, or there's a few vegetarian or pescatarian options. Did this one say that she was a vegetarian? Or she
just a vegetarian. She hasn't mentioned fish at all. You're the one who keep dragging the fish into it.
I reckon she's vegetarian. Because she points out that her brother and mother and father eat fish and meat.
Right. So proper vegetarian. My view is, and yeah, there's plenty of restaurants. All restaurants will do a vegetarian option or a few vegetarian options, or you can get the fish out, whatever. She's saying it's her birthday. The one thing she's asking for, this one time, can we go to a vegetarian restaurant? I've gone to a few to treat my beloved. We've gone to, these high-end sort of, I don't know, highly reviewed. We've gone to a couple of them, vegetarian. They're only vegetarian, vegan. But high-end food, treat dinner, couple of nice glasses of wine or whatever, 0%. And we just have a nice night out. Now, I didn't enjoy it.
It was more about the principle, though.
I didn't like it.
Mm-mm.
I left thinking
Burger King on the way home. Thank you very much.
We went to two of these. And on both of the occasions, I was like, come on now. Impress me.
Tell me what you got, veggies.
But no, it wasn't for me, but I did because it was what she wanted. And isn't that what the birthday is all about? Mm-hmm. G says, tell her to get over herself. She can get a veggie option in any restaurant. The other three can't get a meat option in a veggie But they eat vegetables.
They're not anti-veg.
They eat vegetables. A carnivore doesn't just only eat the steak. You can go into a vegetarian restaurant and eat all the... You don't have to be only vegetarian to eat in a vegan or a vegetarian restaurant.
But these parents have taken a real stand, so they must really like fish and meat because they're just they're not having a bar.
For one,
we're going to
dinner.
A steakhouse, guys.
Get a Burger King or a Mackey D's on the way home. But go to the veggie restaurant for your daughter on the one day.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, this anyway. Karen says different. Karen, OMG, it's her birthday. She gets to choose where she wants to go. Says Karen. Yes, finally, someone's on my page. Ollie says she can stay in the car and chew on a carrot.
Come on, Ollie.
What's up, Doc? And Dave the Dosser says the writer is 100% right. No, make that 1,000% right. How does she live in that house at all? If that's a sign of how she's treated, from Dave the Dosser. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Dahi. JP clearly disagrees. Hang on one second.
No.
Let's park that. Karen, what's your view?
I think she's not wrong. She is the birthday girl, therefore she should be treated like a queen.
A princess on her birthday, yeah.
And she should decide, and they just need to suck it up and treat her. It's her birthday.
They could still eat, like.
Yeah.
These high-end veggie restaurants, they'll serve you, like, food that you can eat, not just a raw carrot. You can eat for the one night, like.
I might be Ireland's biggest meat fan.
Ooh.
And I'll put that out there.
Guys, he's meat mad.
Yeah. Like, vegans, turn down your radios, because I don't feel like any meal is complete without some kind of meat product
in
it.
I'm the same. That's only just down to conditioning, by the way. I'm sure that we could actually retrain ourselves.
I've never eaten in a vegetarian restaurant, and I wouldn't thank you if you dragged me there. However, if my other half said, listen, it's one day out of 365. Can we go to a vegetarian?
For me.
I am not going to turn around and say, no. No, not happy with that. You can be dragged along to a restaurant and then choose from the three options they have, the two options they have. Have a side salad. No. You go along to the restaurant for their one day. It's part of their present almost for their
birthday. Exactly.
So you go along. Do we have full agreement out of three of us? That's kind of depressing.
I thought you were going to disagree with me.
No, you have to go. Come on,
it's their day.
It's
in it. Like, shut up.
The weird thing is, all of the country is saying, or most of the vast majority of people are saying,
she should get over it on her birthday.
She should get over herself.
Have a bowl of chips and shut your gob.
It's probably because most of our listeners, apparently 92% of Irish people are meat eaters or pescatarian, only 8% are vegetarian. So massively big proportion of the audience, the listeners out there, you guys.
I would be. I'd be in a mood going, but I'd still go.
You go.
Yeah.
Respect the birthday. That's, it's her birthday.
I think three out of three. There it is. Tell me I'm wrong. You're not wrong, Emailer.
Ray Foley on Today FM.